Today is Monday, March 11th, the first day of the fourth week of Lent, a unique Lenten journey where I am uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty. Desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves. Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season.
Today's reading comes from Psalm 17. Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord, confront them. Bring them down with your sword. Rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face, When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Shade shields us from the dangerous heat of the sun. It is respite from exposure. To be hidden in the shadow of God's far-reaching wings is to be brought close to Him no matter what is going on around me. It is to know that there is always a safe place for me to go. It is to take a moment to breathe and to find myself sheltered in the loving embrace of a God who, at least for this moment, holds at bay the chaos of the day before me. O God, whose wings are wide, I ask that you would find me this morning. Shield me from the chaos of this day, and let me know the kindness of your presence. O God, under whose wings I find refuge, I also ask that you would help me to stay near to you this day, sheltered close to the warm comfort of your heart. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings.
To be the apple of someone's eye is to be the one they willingly choose, to be the object of their desire. While it may be hard to comprehend sometimes, God always longs for my presence to Him more than I long for His presence to me. In this psalm, I remember with its author David that God has chosen me and continues to choose me in love and in affection. Jesus, I yield even now to the reality that I am your choice this day, remembering that you have chosen to be with me. Help increase in me a desire to also be with you. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.